Joining me in studio is Dr. Brian Schunk and Shanna Haney to talk about the recent grant that was given to UACCP. And Mr. Schunk, good morning to you. You want to start us off with what it is?
Good morning. Yes, we're very excited to announce that about 2 weeks ago, the state awarded us a $5 million grant. The grant is going to be used for our new FARM project. FARM is an acronym for Farm and Ranch Management. We acquired some property about a third of a mile from campus. Most people know it as the Old Pole Plant. We now call it the Gateway Center. Property has a large building on it, and these funds will be used to rehabilitate the front portion of that building. So we move our agricultural education programs in there and some of our workforce training programs in there. Our intent is to build a working farm so our students can have hands-on experience.
All right. Now, Shanna, why is this important?
Farming has stayed the same for thousands of years until about 100 years ago, and then we saw mechanization, tractors and implements, completely change the face of farming. And we're seeing that happen again, only with technology. The modernization of farming is going to completely change how farming is done, and it opens a lot of exciting new careers and job opportunities that are coming down the pipeline. We want to have our local population prepared for that wave, and we also want to be sure that we're recruiting the next generation of farmers.
So we have a target population of students. We realized early on that a lot of students have a high school career in athletics, a lot have it in music and different other extracurricular activities, and they have places to go, traditionally places to go at colleges and universities. There's a large segment of students, though, that have grown up. A lot of them started in 4-H, and now in high school, they're in Future Farmers of America, FFA. In Arkansas last year, there were 15,000 high school students in FFA. So we want to provide an avenue for those students who want to extend their high school career in FFA to the college level. We will begin classes in August of 2026, so not next academic year, but the following academic year. We expect to have a first class of 25 to 30 students, and within 5 years, we expect to be to 100 students.
On a day-to-day basis, what is it looking like that we're going to be doing there?
So I mentioned earlier the agriculture programs we'll be teaching there and the workforce programs. A lot of those are four-credit college programs, but a large part of what we do, and on day-to-day, most of what we do will be non-credit programs, whether it's non-credit workforce trainings, so get some skills in plumbing, electricity, welding, whatever the case may be. But we also want to focus on career exploration. So we imagine starting as early as kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, the entire public school career, a student will have an opportunity to come out to the farm to see a working farm in progress and to learn about the possible careers. Not all careers in agriculture are out there working with crops or working with livestock. There are a lot of other jobs that go with it, and we want students to have access to see what those careers look like.